Good morning on Sunday the 26th of December 2021. Our readings for today are from Colossians chapter 3 verses 12 to 17 and the Gospel according to St Luke chapter 2 verses 41 to 52. And in the passage of Luke chapter 2 we read about Jesus and his parents going to Jerusalem at the time of Passover. And whenever they were finished, for the reason that they went there, they returned home to Nazareth. But as they went, they didn't realize that Jesus wasn't with them. And then after a period of 3 days, they went back to Jerusalem and found Jesus in the temple. And it talks about how he was amazed that they didn't know where he would be. But as a 12-year-old boy, he submitted himself to his parents and went back with them to Nazareth. But my point for summarizing that is that I want us to consider Colossians chapter 3. And it starts off in verse 12 by saying this: "Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another." And I'll just stop there because there's a list. Because what I wanted to emphasize or for us to realize was the first part: therefore, as the elect of God. Who do you consider yourself to be? Do you realize that as a Christian, you are the elect of God? And the next bit says, holy and beloved. As far as God's concerned, you are holy, because remember, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and he sees us in Christ. And I've said over the last couple of weeks or the last couple of sermons that when you think of yourself or you consider yourself and you think perhaps that you're not doing the best or maybe you're not being particularly good, is that that's the wrong way to look at yourself. But actually, instead, what you should do is, if you're ever tempted to be like that, is instead to stop and ask yourself the question, how does the Father see Jesus? How does the Father see Jesus? And the answer should always be, he sees him perfect. He sees him as his beloved son. He sees him as a success. He certainly doesn't see him as a failure. He doesn't see him as lacking in any way. But whatever is appropriate to whatever you're thinking about at the particular moment, as the Father sees Jesus, is the way that he sees you. Because in 1 John 4:17 it says, as he is, talking about Jesus, as he is, so are we in this world. And so we need to see ourselves from the perspective of God, rather than being caught up in our feelings and our failures and our disappointments. Maybe we're disappointed in things that we've done ourselves, or we're disappointed in that, you know, the disappointments are perhaps what we perceive other people think of us. But don't see yourself like that. See yourself the way God sees you. As Jesus is, so are you in this world. So Colossians 3 tells us, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, that is who you are, put on. Now, the put on is not an onerous thing, but it's rather, I would say, it's a mindset. It's a decision that you make in line with what I've just been talking about, how you see yourself and seeing yourself through God's eyes. So verse 12 of Colossians 3, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, which is patience. But it's realizing that you have patience and you have meekness and humility and kindness and tender mercies because Jesus does. So whenever we choose to live out of who we are in him, we find ourselves growing in these things. The problem is, as the way that I started, is that when we start looking at ourselves in the flesh, as we look in our feelings, we'll not be patient. and will not be meek, and will not be humble, and will more than likely probably won't be kind. And so it's a choice. See yourself as God sees you. Then in the process, you will put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering. And it continues on in verse 13, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. You see, it's not natural for us to do this, but then we're not called to live naturally. Rather, we're called to live supernaturally because we're identified as being in Christ. And as I said, that's a mindset. It's how you see yourself. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. And again, you see, we can be tempted to take that as a burden and, oh no, Christ forgave me, so I've got to forgive other people. But rather, again, when you see it from the perspective of, but I'm already holy and beloved because of what Jesus has done for me. And the Lord Jesus forgave me, so I will forgive others. And so if anyone has a complaint against me or if a complaint against someone else, I'm going to choose to forgive them. And that, as much as anything, is a choice. We choose to be and identify ourselves with who we are in Christ. And that's what this passage is talking about. It's actually entitled in my Bible as the character of the new man. And that's equally the new woman and new man. It's who we are in Christ. But they're pointers, they're guidelines as to how we are to live. Verse 14. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And the best and easiest way that we can put on love is as we grow in and build ourselves up in that relationship that we have with the Lord. Whenever we read the Bible, whenever we share with one another, whenever we think on Him, we're putting on love, which is the bond of perfection. Verse 15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts. You see, it says in the Old Testament, in the prophet Isaiah, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. And the point is that when we're focused on God, when we're having our minds full of the love of God and of who he is, and just thinking about him, we will find ourselves in a place of peace. So verse 15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. We need to be those who are thankful, not complainers, not picking out the problems in people, but being thankful, realizing that we're all in one body. Jesus is the head. He's the head and we're parts of the body. And you'll find this in other writings that Paul gives us in the New Testament. And so this picture is coming through that we are no longer just individuals seeking our way, but rather we're part of the body seeking his way, knowing that he's guiding us and he's with and he's in us. And as much as he's in us, we're in him. And so therefore we put on love, we are at peace, we forgive each other, we become more patient, we're meek, humble, kind, dealing in tender mercies. And all of these things start to flow. Then verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. And let me just stop there for a minute, because I started with Luke chapter 2, 41 to 52. And if you go and read that, you see how Jesus was at the age of 12. Now granted, we know that he is the Son of God, but he had to grow in stature and knowledge. He had to grow in wisdom as he grew up, realizing who he was and who we believe him to be. But he was still a boy at the age of 12, and he was seeking his Father. Do we seek the Father? Do we seek Jesus? Do we seek the Holy Spirit? If we say we're Christian, then surely we do. If we profess that we're born again, then surely we do. So as it says in verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And so when you read this whole passage, Colossians 3, 12 to 17, rather than seeing it as something which is onerous, rather than seeing it as a list that I've got to achieve and aspire to, realize that in Christ, you already have it. When you see yourself as God sees Jesus, as he is, so are we in this world, your whole perspective changes. And rather than it being something that is onerous, it becomes something that you receive with joy. And you're in that place of rest and peace in him. So seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Listen to the things of God. Sing in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And whatever you do, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. I encourage you to grow in these things, but you'll grow in them as you see yourself more and more as God sees Jesus. Because the way that he sees Jesus is the way that he sees you. And I encourage you to embrace that. For Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.